It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. UW Green Bay is on the best of the best list. Ratings compiled by the national nonprofit Campus Pride, UW Green Bay among 30 institutions nationwide recognized for supporting LGBTQ plus students. Call in with a question, share your views at any point in the conversation. It's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Nicole Kurth is UW Green Bay Pride Center Coordinator. Nicole, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks so much for having me.
So UW Green Bay has appeared on this annual list from Campus Pride since 2015. How has UW Green Bay maintained this distinction?
It's just by doing a lot of work collaboratively with both campus partners and community partnerships. We do not have success in a vacuum by any means. So we work really, really closely on campus. There's a couple of areas that they actually judge you, so to speak, on, and that is your academic life, your policy inclusion, student life, housing and residence life, your support and institutional commitment, what your police or campus safety presence looks like, counseling and health, and also what are you doing to recruit these students, but also what are you doing to retain those? So it takes a lot of different departments working together collaboratively at all times to make this happen. You have to qualify for the list every single year. So just because you're on it one year doesn't mean you're automatically guaranteed the next year. You have to show continued success. So we have a lot of meetings with our departments on campus to make sure that we're really good at communicating with one another. And then we also talk to the students a lot to make sure that we're hitting the mark and delivering the kind of expectations of services that they expect when they come to UW Green Bay.
And when you say you have a lot of meetings on campus, does the Pride Center have a voice? Does it have a seat at the table alongside other student support services at the university?
Oh, for sure. We're on a number of meetings where we meet with our departments, but we also meet with our division. We meet with people that are outside of our department. We are not siloed. So that's one of the things that I really love about working here is, and actually what attracted me to come work here in the first place, was just seeing how everybody works together to achieve not only success for the Pride Center, but for success for our campus in general. We're a small group of folks that work here at UW Green Bay. We wear a lot of hats, but we work really hard. And I can't say enough good things about my colleagues just coming together. And, you know, if you need something, they're there. We brainstorm, you know, they've helped out when we have programs coming up because we don't have the world's biggest budget. And that's common for a lot of Pride Centers. A lot of Pride Centers will start by volunteer and then eventually grow and get some funding. So we are completely 100% funded by SUFAC, which comes out of our student SAG fees. And so the students actually vote to keep us here. So that's a yearly basis. So that's one of the reasons why we work so hard is because every year you're proving to the students this is what we're doing. And they're all my boss. So I want to make sure that I impress my supervisors.
One of the services you offer is Safe Ally training offered to students and faculty, staff. What does that training entail?
So there's three different classes, so to speak, that you can take. The first one, we focus mostly on basics. So pronouns, you know, what's with all the labels, you know, how do you welcome somebody that comes out to you? What do you do? What is a safe space or a safer space? How do I support somebody that came out to me? What if I screw up? Because that's one of the biggest fears of people. They're always afraid to say the wrong thing. Because I don't think people want to offend people. So they want to do their best. So that's what that one is about. And that's introduction level. And then the second one is state, federal, and news. So that one looks at the state of Wisconsin, where we are with protections, policies, and laws. And then it also looks at it at a federal level. So we go into a lot of the news, which there's so much of it right now. So that one gets updated a lot, just because LGBTQIA2S plus has been so politicized. So there's a lot of that in the news. I'm sure many of the listeners have, if you keep up on that, have noticed how often that changes. And the last one is personally one of my favorites. It's Pride History. So it starts in around World War II, and it goes through 2015 when marriage equality became the law of the land through the Supreme Court ruling of Obergefell v. Hodges. And that is kind of a near and dear project of mine, because I wish I had learned some of the histories of marginalized communities when I was growing up. And that's feedback that we get a lot with that class, is I had no idea. So that's just a great way for people to kind of see where we've come in just a short amount of time. And all these classes are about 2.5 hours a piece, and they're completely free to our campus students, faculty, and staff. So that's a great way for them to get anything from like a Safe Ally badge, which they can display in their office, to a certificate of completion if they complete all three. And if our seniors, when they're graduating, if they've taken any of these classes, they automatically get a lavender cord that they can wear at their graduation, which is pretty cool for them to have that at their ceremony.
Nicole Kurth with us, UW Green Bay Pride Center, as we learn about LGBTQ plus friendly college campuses and the work that is going on. You can join in the conversation. Join in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Nicole, you mentioned the current news aspect and the changing legal landscape. We saw last week Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he would block pay raises for UW system employees unless diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are cut. What would losing these programs mean for UW Green Bay?
Well, I can't really speak for the system or even the school per se, but I can share my personal opinion. And my personal opinion is when I look at students, especially on our campus here in Green Bay, a lot of our students are first generation college students. Some of them come from low income. A lot of them are more and more diverse. We're really priding ourselves in changing the population of students. And I mean, programs like TRIO and Upward Bound and the Pride Center, when you talk to students that use these services, they say that having that connection with the staff and having the connection with the individual offices is what was a big part of their success. So I was a first generation college student myself, and so I know how important it is to find those connections and you know, work with staff and faculty that see you as a person and help you succeed in you know, graduating from school. And so with the Pride Center, a lot of the students, they come here specifically and they say, like, you know, I stayed in school because, you know, I found my support network. I found my friends here. A lot of queer folks, which I say to encompass the LGBTQIA2S plus group. A lot of folks don't always have relationships with their families. So they develop something called a chosen family. And that is, you might not have connections with your blood relatives, but maybe you have now found a support network and created a new family that is supporting you. So students find, you know, one another here, whether they're in the Pride Center or they're with one of their other groups on campus. It's just, it's so important. It goes with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. If you don't feel safe and supported and seen, you're probably not going to stay. And that's not just at a school, that's any place, even at a workplace.
Let's look at, during the last school year, 52 students taking part in Lavender graduation at UW-Green Bay, and that's up from 13 the previous year. What does that event signify for participants?
That is a recognition of anyone graduating from our associate's, bachelor's, master's, or our doctorate level programs. So you can actually go through it multiple times here. But it's signifying not just the people that are part of the queer community here, but also our allies. And it's seeing people, recognizing if they took the Safe Ally classes, they actually get to get up on stage. And we keep a lot of clinics on hand because the students will actually share their personal stories on stage if they want, because that can be scary in a room full of people. But usually there's a lot of tears, happy tears, mind you, of students sharing their journey, whether they've been in school for 4 years or five years. Just sharing like what it is meant to have the Pride Center, like what they've learned and what they're going to do going outwards. And we also have a Lavender Leadership Award ceremony that's also part of that. And so that's a big deal here as well, where your peers nominate you in one of five categories. It's all anonymous. We keep it under wraps, kind of like the Academy Awards.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's just pause right there with Nicole Kurth, coordinator of UW-Green Bay's Pride Center. And there's more conversation ahead with Nicole. You can be part of it with your questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The national nonprofit Campus Pride evaluates campuses across the country for LGBTQ+ friendly policies and programs, and they give UW-Green Bay their highest ranking for creating an inclusive environment along with 29 other institutions nationwide. We have Nicole Kurth with us, UW-Green Bay's Pride Center coordinator, and you can call in with a question or you can share your perspective along the way. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Nicole, on admission applications and post-enrollment forms, UW-Green Bay students can self-select their sexual orientation and their gender identity, and they can also change their names on university records. Why is self-identifying on official documents important to LGBTQ+ students?
Really, it just comes down to respect and seeing the person. When you don't use their pronouns or their name, it's the person saying, I don't see you or I don't respect you. I mean, that's what it pretty much comes down to. Language is so important. And if you actually think about how many times we use pronouns when we're talking in sentences, usually we say the person's name like a little bit, and then we just drop into the vernacular of using the pronouns, and then also using the name that you go by. You see celebrities change their names all the time. And I always joke, if we can, keep up with celebrities changing their names, there should be no reason you can, respect the people in your own sphere of existence. So that's my short answer.
Yes. So the Campus Pride ranking of UW-Green Bay, it notes that the school has LGBTQ+ student and alumni groups, but Campus Pride says it lacks a group for graduate student organization or specific fraternities or sororities. Do you see gaps in representation of all students?
Well, we have a really great thing going on. I think there's always room for improvement, and places and organizations should always strive to do their best. I think we're doing wonderfully, but as you pointed out, there are some room for improvement, and one of those is better alumni relations, and that is something on our to-do list. We would love to have a better connection with our alumni and be able to have them do some programming with us as well. So that is something that we will be working on because it needs to be done.
When students come to you, come to the center, what are they in need of most?
Just connection, you know, friendship, just being able to be yourself. I said it earlier, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, just having those connections, knowing that you're supported, knowing that you can just be yourself. It's so, so important. You can kind of let your guard down and just be around folks that are just like you. And that's not always the case in other places. You know, there's not a lot of pride centers in college universities across this country. And the fact that we have one on every one of our campus locations is pretty amazing. So that's where people can kind of take that weight off their shoulders, and they do. And they're laughing and they're having fun. And then they're also studying together and helping each other out. And I think it's just such a cool process to witness.
I think it is important that you point out that you also have locations on the campuses in Sheboygan and Manitowoc and Marinette. Why is it important to make sure that, you know, you have also at the two-year campuses?
Students should be able to, you know, have those resources at their fingertips from the time they walk in the front door. And we work really hard to try to make sure that students have those services at our two-year campuses. Because it would be horrible to have to wait until you transfer over to the Green Bay campus or go to another campus. You should feel able to just be yourself and be a student and focus on your studies from the get-go. And so I'm really, really happy that we have Pride Centers at those location campuses. It's such an important part of the culture here, both on our smaller campuses in Manitowoc, Marinette, and Sheboygan, but also on our main campus in Green Bay here. It just makes everybody feel connected.
Talking with UW Green Bay Pride Center coordinator Nicole Kurth about creating LGBTQ plus friendly college campus environments and what that entails. You can join in with your questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Nicole, Campus Pride says UW Green Bay's student health insurance policy fails to offer transgender students ongoing counseling services and hormone replacement therapy. How unusual is it for trans students to be denied insurance coverage?
It's a problem not just with students. It's a problem also with people outside of going to school. Trans folks are under attack. When you look at the news, you'll see overwhelmingly that it's usually our trans folks that are leading those numbers, unfortunately. So, I've talked to colleagues and students where you have to get creative and have to look at where can I go to get those services that I need so that I'm able to live my life. And there's a lot of red tape. And so people are on the phones and calling and talking to their friends, you know, who do you go to? Or, you know, did you get through? And it's such a frustration. I mean, to not be able to go to the doctor to get services that you need or have to choose to not go at all because you don't have coverage. And that's a very, very hard burden to bear.
Have these challenges intensified or changed the challenges that transgender students face? Have they changed in recent years? What can you say there?
I think right now, I said earlier that things have become so politicized that things have gotten worse. Transgender folks are under the microscope right now. And when you look at the news or the laws that are being proposed or even being made right now in the US, a lot of them are overwhelmingly trans. And, you know, people are having to make decisions of, you know, do I have to move out of this state? Do I have to move to a different place so that I can live my life? You know, people are having a hard time finding jobs that they can work in and be themselves. And so when I talk to students here on campus, those are some real fears. You know, you're going to school to, you know, start the rest of your life. And when you have a lot of obstacles placed in your path, it can be detrimental, not only to your mental health, but also, you know, feeling supported, because sometimes you feel like the world's against you. Mm-hmm. And I feel terrible personally for folks that are going through that. And so, you know, what I can say is, if you have any LGBTQIA2S+ people in your life, you know, show some love and some understanding and compassion and check in on people, because things are tough right now.
When you look around campus, UW-Green Bay has offered gender-neutral single-occupancy restrooms for over a decade. Has the campus infrastructure kept up with the need for gender-neutral facilities since then?
I think we have some need for improvement, that we could have some more bathrooms, but the fact that we have them is fantastic. I think people will never refuse another bathroom. But I love that we have those here. I know that's something that stands out when we have students that are visiting. They are like, wow, I can go to a bathroom and just not have to like navigate that whole process. There is a gender inclusive bathroom in my classroom buildings. There's one right near the Pride Center too. So I love that we're doing that, but yeah, more bathrooms are always great.
I understand you have a motto that says, you don't have to be gay to come to the Pride Center, just don't be a jerk. How is that motto meant to encourage inclusivity?
When I first came over here, I noticed that a lot of students would, out of respect, not come into the doorway. They thought it was the space for the queer kids. And I said, no, come on in. It's so important for people that are part of the queer community to see people that aren't part of the queer community supporting them and being friends with them and talking with us. But it's also important for the people that aren't part of our community to get to know us as people. And, you know, I always say, keep an open mind, your brain won't fall out. And because we've been doing that, we've noticed that a lot of students are now coming in. We're having more folks on tours. They're popping their heads in, and it's just increased our welcoming space. And that's really what it's all about. We're just a big old group of friends and folks just hanging out, and not everybody in here is gay, and that's okay.
Oh, well, I will keep that in my mind. Keep an open mind, your brain won't fall out. Nicole, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Nicole Kurth is UW-Green Bay Pride Center Coordinator. We have a link to the Campus Pride Index. UW-Eau Claire and UW-Milwaukee also recognized on this year's list. It's at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.